Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
From KDKA Pittsburgh, I'm Paul Rasmussen. Here are the top stories we're following on Tuesday, June 18th. Authorities found a woman's body badly decomposed in an East Pittsburgh home on Monday. As KDKA-TV's Lindsay Ward reports, police made that discovery after getting information from an inmate.
A man in the Cambria County Jail contacted a counselor and asked to speak with an officer. During that interview, he admitted to killing a woman in East Pittsburgh on Maple Street. Now, at this time, we're working to learn who this woman is, her connection to that man, and how she died. How long has she been in that house?
Homicide charges are expected today. Gas prices dropped another 7 cents last week. AAA says that brings the average price in the Pittsburgh area down to $2.88 a gallon. The national average is 20 cents lower at $2.68. The reason for the drop, at a time when prices are usually going up, the Energy Information Administration says domestic gas inventories jumped by a million barrels last week. A 2.5-year headache for North Hills commuters is coming to an end. As KDKA Radio's Joe DeStio reports, the $88 million Parkway North project is nearly complete.
All that remains is the HOV ramp to Perrysville Avenue, which should be open by July 3rd. And PennDOT's Steve Cowan says that disruptive work on the North Shore will be finished very soon.
We still have some concrete work to finish at East General Robinson Street, where it becomes Route 28.
Then just off hours, touch up. On the Parkway East, one more weekend closure. This one outbound will take place June 28 to July 1st. Joe DeStio, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Governor Tom Wolf has vetoed House Bill 800 to expand tax credits for support of private schools in Pennsylvania. The measure was sponsored by House Speaker Mike Terzai of Bradford Woods. In his veto message, Mr. Wolf asked why the state would expand credits for private schools when public schools remain underfunded. I'm Paul Rasmussen for KDKA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.